Faces, Heels, and Tweeners. Sunday night's main event proudly brings to you the East Coast podcasting champions of the world, Brad the Dad and Greg Father Feltham, your Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the SmackDown review for Sunday night's main event. As Ms. Big Voice said, I am Brad the Dad, and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
Oh, and I need it. It's one of those weekends, Greg.
It is. It is one of those weekends. You know, Brad, you know, I think everyone knows, you know, what your day job is.
My shoot job?
Your shoot job. But I had this... I'm going to hate to use the word, but I'm going to use it anyway. Epiphany yesterday.
Oh, that's a very good word.
Yeah. Well, here's the epiphany that it kind of dawned on me. Like, you know, we obviously are in the, you know, the Holy Week here in at least in our part of the world, you know, in the Christian denomination with, you know, Palm Sunday starting last Sunday. You know, you have Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday, Easter Monday. You've got that whole thing kind of coming on. And the juxtaposition of it just kind of hit me yesterday. And I'm like, we're getting ready to hit, and this is blasphemous for me to say, but the Holy Week of wrestling, right? You've got your two-night WrestleMania, you've got your Hall of Fame, you've got your SmackDown before. Like, this to me was the kickoff to WrestleMania tonight was last night in Connecticut to get us ready for that.
And it's like somebody literally rained on their parade. Trust me, I had that thought yesterday. I was like thinking about, like, this time next week I'll be getting ready to watch a ton of wrestling, and this week I am just working like a dog. And it was funny because I was wondering, like, what do normal people do around holidays? Because it's been like 20 years of this at this point. And like, I just work every, like, religious holidays, like Canada Day. I don't work generally. It's like a great day. But like religious holidays, yeah. But it is like we are heading into, I'm so happy it worked out this way this year. Because in other years, it's like wrestling Holy Week and then Christian Holy Week works out in the opposite direction. So this is actually really, I'm looking forward to it. Like, it'll be a lot of fun to watch a lot of wrestling. And yeah, it literally rained here on Palm Sunday when we were planning an outdoor procession. My boss was all sad. And then it stopped raining. So then we set up the other space and then did the outdoor procession for the second service. And it was like one of those things where you're like, uh-oh. This was craziness. And that's kind of like what I felt like tonight. Stuff got done, Greg, but it got done really fast.
Yeah, a lot of this did seem to be like it was thrown together last night when we watched this show, as we're kind of alluding to. Brad and I are recording this on Saturday morning because, well, I was at a Mooseheads game last night. And
I was asleep.
I knew Brad's week was going to be rough. So it's like, this is not the day to be doing this, so we decided to postpone and do this morning. So
yeah, and here's the funny part about this whole experience, Greg. This show is up to, I thought I was just being grumpy because like I was watching this and then falling asleep and then rewatching it and finally gave up. But I have like half as many notes as I normally do because without Roman and Cody and Seth and Rock on this show is missing, well, I was gonna say something, and that something is star power.
It's certainly missing something for sure. I would 100% agree with that.
Okay, so we are 8 days to Mania, as you've alluded to, and Greg,
seven now,
right? So it's Saturday. We can't possibly start a show on SmackDown anymore without recap number one, the first of two. Hey, let's see how Cody got beat up on Monday.
Yeah, this reminds me of the Kevin Dunn previous regime. Let's do the same recap twice.
So Randy Orton and Kevin Owens are teaming up against Pretty Deadly. And this match, there was some offense and then there was a commercial. Orton... fight is beating up Pretty Deadly. They're clearing off the announce table. Logan Paul's underneath the ring. So he comes out and punches Kevin Owens in the face with the brass knuckles, and Pretty Deadly catches Kevin Owens. 1, 2, 3. That's the match. There was nothing that happened, Greg. And the whole match was basically an excuse for Randy Orton to be mad at Kevin Owens because he got punched in the face. And then they realize that Logan Paul is still hiding underneath the ring. So the faces stalk Logan Paul.
Right.
And Logan Paul still manages to get away from two baby faces and jump, jack a car and drive away.
Yes, that is all true.
Did I miss anything in that recap for our adventure?
No, I don't think so. I think you pretty well covered everything.
So we are one match down with, I mean, Pretty Deadly won their match, but are not in the ladder match.
Yeah, and they called that, I think, on their social media or something afterward, that this was their WrestleMania moment, and that's just sad.
They, does it matter if it's 6 or 7 tag teams in a ladder match?
Not really.
So then why aren't they in there?
I don't understand.
I think there's going to be another tag team added to this anyway. So,
so
I think there's a mystery tag team. That would be my guess.
Okay. All right. So, care to
if I were WWE and I was going to do wanted a shot in the tag team arm, the Motor City Machine Guns are available.
Yeah, but maybe they should come out on Raw and cause havoc Monday after.
Yeah, somebody needs to debut after WrestleMania because we apparently are kind of saving that, aren't we?
We are. We are, in fact.
Well, the other option is that we could get Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker enter this match after they lose their tag titles at Stand and Deliver.
Well, that's right. I forgot that Bron Breakker was on SmackDown again. We don't see him. Like, I mean, yeah, he's new, and yeah, we just don't see him.
Speaking of things we don't normally see, Io cuts a promo, and she talks about basically Bayley saw them and leached onto them, but they knew they were using that Bayley didn't really have their best interest at heart, that she was using them, and they used her back. And that's it. Then they, this is the, so Greg, I'm very interested to get your opinion on this. The interview is nothing special, but the concept of somebody invading the interview space and attacking, this was a way to get to build up this angle and for the match without right. doing the same old, same old.
Yeah. And I liked it actually. I thought this was fun. Yeah. I like this whole thing.
But essentially the sticking point between these two is who used who, were they actually really friends? According to EO, they were never friends. According to Bayley, this is hard.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that this was at least a chance for us to see something a little bit different. I mean, there's a couple of things here tonight that we saw visually that was different, and we'll talk about it in a little bit. But I like this. I like this beatdown during the interview or after the interview was over. Yeah, this to me felt a little special and unique. So,
and poor Nick Aldis is now on the screen. And I say that because the guy just had surgery like 10 days ago.
Yeah.
And you can tell his arm is not quite right. I'm wondering if there's something underneath there to hold his arm in place. Probably. So dude's got his arm and he's holding the contract there. And out comes Jade. The storm has arrived, Greg, and she is going to take over, and there's no other woman like her.
Okay, first, I this is where I've got to stop everything, because Jade's gear. Okay. While I don't mind her gear, the gear that she wore, which will be different than what she'll be wearing a little bit later, which is stupid to me, number one. Number two, you're coming out, you're signing your SmackDown deal, and you're wearing Raw red? Like, how stupid does that look? Why didn't you, like, the exact same gear in a SmackDown blue would have been a lot better, or some sort of other color, but don't wear red to go to SmackDown in your signing your contract. Like, that's like walking into the Montreal Canadiens dressing room to sign your contract wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey.
Dude, or she just, like, the gear she wore later was awesome.
Yeah, you could have worn that to the ring. That's fine. But like that, like don't wear the raw red out. Like that's just stupid to me.
Meanwhile, she had to change in order to do her run in later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a few.
Damage Control's in the back, and they're basically reminding us that they beat up Bianca for an entire year, and this is just gonna be more of the same stuff.
Yes, it is.
So poor Nick Aldis is in another scene, and now he's being bothered by the witchy women. One of them has changed their hair color.
Honest to God, I had to rewind to try to figure out who the hell these people were and why they were just absolutely bat crap crazy.
They're originally the witchy women, and now they're just spastic fangirls? I don't know. At least they had a gimmick with the other one, and now they don't.
Yeah, I don't even know.
This is these women are so far down the pecking order that this is their WrestleMania moment.
Yeah, okay. I guess. I mean, yeah.
Nick Aldis seemed about as impressed with this as we did.
Yeah, that's about right.
So match number two is A-Town Down Under versus the Street Profits for this thing. Before the match, we saw Bobby Lashley and they are setting up the room for a party. And the whole time I'm like, angle alert, angle alert.
Yeah.
This match, there's a ton of crazy, impressive spots from Montez Ford and Dawkins and Theory. And like, you can go back and watch this. This match is actually quite good, except that the very end of the match, Bobby Lashley has been beat up by Karrion Kross. And that was and Dawkins leaves Ford. Ford stands the top rope for like a day and a half and lands when he goes for this frog splash, he lands on the knees. From the heavens to the knees, and then rolled up and done.
Yeah.
And then we get a schmoz at the end where everybody's fighting. And I assume this is either on SmackDown next week. I think for these guys' sake, I hope it's not on SmackDown next week, but I have a bad feeling this is on SmackDown next week.
I think that's a distinct possibility or pre-show.
Man, this story's been going on forever, and they don't even get a WrestleMania blow off.
I mean, maybe if they're good.
Oh, Greg, this was not.
No, I mean, like maybe if they're good, they'll make it to the card, Brad.
Yeah, sure. That's what you meant.
Yep, so exactly what.
This is what happens when the meds haven't kicked in before we start the podcast.
100%.
So
it's not even close.
It's not even close, Greg. If these guys make it on the card, do you think that it makes any difference?
No, not in the least bit.
Well, that's good. Okay, recap number... I'm like counting. This is number two. Wow. I guess technically it could have been three because we did have that weird thing with EO.
Yeah, I'll call it two.
So, more Raw. Oh, sorry. This one is Ray, and he's getting screwed by his son.
Oh, fair.
The Raw one's coming. So Legado is in the ring, and they talk. And Santos basically puts over Ray as a legend, but says that he outsmarted him with one phone call. Out comes Dom, and Dom gets booted out of the building because he's talking crap about his dad. So the LWO come out. Ray's comes down, and he wants a tag match with Dom and Santos at WrestleMania, and he's got to pick a partner of his choosing. And the three stooges stand there, and none of them are picked. It's going to be Dragon Lee.
Yeah, okay, but they never agreed to the match, right? Like, why would you announce that before you actually have an agreed-to match?
Well, they said they nodded their heads, Greg.
Yeah, like, no. Like, this... people are stupid.
And then like, we have a Greg, and then, for like the 14th time tonight, we have a schmoz fight.
Yeah.
It,
they phoned this in, Brad. They really phoned this in.
Every segment ends the same way tonight. Only during the recap I'm like, oh my gosh. I feel a little ripped off. Yes, the other guys have 3 hours of Raw to watch, but at least something happened on Raw.
I mean, yes, but it was half it happened after it went off the air. So, I mean, whatever.
So this bleeds right into the next match. So match number three of the night, Legado is Angel and Humberto, who is now like Berto.
Yeah. They dropped the hum part.
So wait, this guy didn't just lose his first name. He lost the first half of his last name.
Yeah, that appears so. Yes.
So yeah. So Angel and Berto, just terrible. Poor. And the new Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, Greg's favorite tag team, based on name alone.
Oh my God. Okay. So here's what I realized last night. I had to look it up, and yes, you can come at me all you want. The difference in the height between Tyler Bate and Hornswoggle is about 30 centimeters.
That's so funny.
Like, Tyler Bate looks like a child on the side of the ring.
He is, I know, but he's so jacked. Like, there's nothing but muscle there.
Sure, but my 14-year-old looks like he could beat him up.
My son is would tower over him.
Right? Like, it just, he's not believable to me as a wrestler who's going to hurt me.
Which is why he does flippy stuff.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, when you're that size, of course you can do flippy stuff. But yeah, to me, I can't get behind him. I can't take him seriously.
Well, boy, you're not going to like the end of this match. So Dunn gets isolated and then uses his joint manipulation. The flippy thing off the corner where Pete Dunn is set there as the base, and they use the shoulders to kind of springboard Tyler Bate to do a forward flip. That always looks great. And they hit the double Tyler driver for the win. New Catch Republic qualify. So did, as we kind of just glossed over earlier, so did A-Town Down Under. There's our ladder match, Greg. We have our six teams.
Yeah, A-Town Down Under, which was not a surprise if you listened to us last week.
Yeah, I think we just called both of these last week. Like,
yeah.
Because Legado's WrestleMania moment is that they're going to stand on the outside. They don't even get the match. Like, if I'm so annoyed that this isn't an eight-man tag.
Are you annoyed with that? Like, or should that not surprise you at this stage of your life?
It just makes me sad for the other guys who are, like, the best four wrestlers. Okay, that's not true. Santos and I'd say, yeah, they're great wrestlers in this match. But some of the other four guys they better get a WrestleMania payday for walking out with Rey.
We'll see. Maybe they will.
This is getting, the LWO is starting to be like the NWO. There's just a ton of them and they're all going to like roll out. And one day we're going to show up and there'll be 40 of them rolling out masks.
That's where this seems like it's going to be.
Amazing. Okay. Now, Greg, the vaunted Raw recap for recap number three.
Oh God.
You can listen to Randy and Eric. They'll give you much better detail on this, but yeah. Cody got beat up by Rock.
Yeah. Yep. That's Cody got his ass handed to him.
Speaking of somebody who got their ass handed to them, AJ Styles versus the microphone. Earlier on the night, we saw him with Nick Aldis talking about, hey, is our buddy going to be here tonight? And it's like, no, I've promised that he's not going to be here. The moment AJ came out and like the fan jumps over the railing, like this is LA Knight. This was LA Knight the whole time. And thank God LA Knight came out, because poor AJ should not be allowed to do promos without LA Knight interrupting him.
Yeah, who was it that jumped the barrier? Did you note it? Like,
no, it was a guy that I'm sure it's an extra that was there in the back. That was his big SmackDown debut, and hopefully he makes it someday to the show, and this can be his thing on WWE, like one of those backstage videos.
Right.
Anyways, dude, LA Knight beats up AJ Styles and cuts a promo about how he's going to destroy him. It's not that it was bad. It just was there.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, is that it wasn't bad. It was just there.
Somebody was very excited about this. I'm not sure. You'd have to be in our secret group chat to know who is very excited. But I'm Greg. I am totally calling this recap number four. It's Tiffy time, and we see Tiffy doing hot things in scantily clad clothing.
Yes. That is exactly what we saw in this promo. But here's the thing. It reminded you that Tiffany Stratton is on SmackDown, unlike that other guy with the extra R's in his name that I completely forgot again that he was...
Bron Breakker?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I feel bad for Tiffany, though, because she did awesome in the Rumble. She was amazing in the Elimination Chamber. The fans were behind her, and they can't. And there's not 2 minutes to put her on the show.
Do you know what? I'm okay with this because this gives them, like, I don't need to see Tiffy Stratton in the ring every week. So I think this is a creative way to remind you that she's still there, and for us to kind of. You know, have that kind of in our back pocket. Maybe we'll see her next week. But if not, I would strongly suspect we'd see her right after Mania.
Well, as we build towards Elimination Chamber, Money in the Bank, this, it's her, Jade. There's like, this might be the most hard to call women's Money in the Bank in a long, long time.
Yeah. The next PLE, by the way, after this is May the 4th in France.
May the 4th be with
Backlash.
You.
Yeah, may the 4th be with you in Backlash France.
Okay, Greg, main event time. This is Dakota Kai versus Bianca Belair.
So this is when, Brad, I looked down. I paused my TV because I started the show about 10 minutes after it went off the air. I paused my TV recording at this point and looked at my watch, and I realized that I'm literally, including fast-forwarding at this point, 60 minutes into the show.
I should have kept my Switch on. I was... rare Pokemon hunting. And the moment I switched from trying to watching SmackDown, I started struggling to stay awake. This was, this match is serviceable.
Yes.
There was nothing that I'm going to remember about this match, but boy, no. These two women are good. They're both very good in the ring.
Oh, absolutely.
It just, this whole match was, you were waiting for the angle.
Yeah, you knew that this match was going to end in a schmoz, so it was just a matter of how long is it going to take till we got there.
And will Dakota get pinned?
Yeah.
And the answer was Dakota got pinned. So yeah. Bianca wins the match, Dakota eats a loss, and then the schmoz happens. So We have our women's tag team champions, Asuka and Kairi Sane, come out. Down comes, oh my gosh, the glow is there. I almost called her by her shoot name because I was like, oh yeah, I'm used to seeing her in Impact. So Naomi's down, the glow's there, but it's still 2-on-3, Greg. There's nothing they could do. How could they possibly here comes Jade.
That's right.
In a new outfit that was like flesh-toned, shall we say?
Yeah.
It was, she went through a lot of effort to try and have this bodysuit match the tone of her skin perfectly.
Yes, very much so.
And strategically placed lightning bolts.
Yes, that's exactly what we saw.
And she bulldozed through everybody.
She did, which makes me wonder, why would they then book the 3-on-3 at WrestleMania when obviously Jay Kirk can just handle it all?
Dude, don't bother booking the 3-on-3. Let's book a different match where Jade wins the tag titles by herself.
Yeah, I mean, that's distinctly possible as well.
So. And some WWE employee must have a daughter, and she can pick that daughter out of the crowd, and they can win the tag titles.
That's really funny. John Cone's kid?
Yeah, he probably has a second kid. Maybe he has a girl.
Jeez, John Cone's got to be of an age now. He's more likely to have a grandkid than that age now.
It doesn't matter. He needs to get a kid. If he has a daughter, she needs to win a tag title. Like, if not, like then this is a problem for the rest of their lives. Remember that time we went to WrestleMania? My brother won the title and I didn't. Come on, Dad.
I'm trying to see how old Nicholas would be right now.
He's like 16 or something. When does he start at the PC?
That
would be, can you imagine if he actually got into wrestling? That would be hilarious. How did he, if I were him, I would hit the indies and I would carry a replica title around with me everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm that kid. Screw you.
So yeah, he's, yeah, you're right. He just turned 16, or he will be 16 this year.
Amazing. He's ready for his run.
I didn't realize that was 2018. I thought it was more like 2008. Like, it felt like it was longer than that ago.
That's because we went through a pandemic in the middle of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm guessing.
But... we went through like 6 WrestleManias during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So Greg, I I'm looking at the time. We've barely been recording half an hour, but I think we've covered everything.
Which is really kind of sad.
I feel like there was this beautiful meal made for Raw. An elaborate 3 or 4 course meal with a dessert and the whole bit. Cocktail hour before. It was wonderful. And then what happened was you and I showed up at the table and we got the same meal, but it was reheated in the microwave.
No, that's fair. One thing we did forget to talk about that I did want to cover when I was talking about unique things on this show was the camera work just before the main event, where they announced what was happening next week. They kind of had you walking through the casino. There was a botch, by the way.
There was a couple botches.
But so there was a botch between the Canada feed and the US feed.
Oh, okay.
So when they announced the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, online, and I'm assuming it's in the US feed, but online I saw the actual graphic being used, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal going across the bottom third, whereas for the rest of them, like the Jey Uso and Sokoa, Waller and Theory, New Catch Republic, that was all kind of on the bottom third. But so
what are we getting with this next week, Greg?
So next week is the KO show with Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Vega versus Lopez. Jey Uso versus Solo Sikoa, Waller and Theory versus New Catch Republic, and the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, plus the Hall of Fame.
So this is your Hall of Fame pre-show?
Yeah, essentially is a Hall of Fame pre-show SmackDown, and we don't know what the heck we're doing yet.
Do you have a favorite for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal? I mean, who is going to... Okay, by the way, Greg and I are going to throw this out there. We say this every year. We got to put this on the record. You know how you make this Battle Royal relevant?
I think that the Battle Royal should have the first chance at the U.S. title at Backlash.
Okay, or I'll give you the other one. The winner of the Battle Royal is the first person to qualify for Money in the Bank.
That works too.
And I like that one as a stake because this gets somebody like Ricochet into an excuse for him to, a way for him to get into this thing. Because they're going to want to put someone like Ricochet, whether it's Ricochet, Logan Paul, some flippy crazy person is getting into this insanity.
Yeah.
So, Greg, I think we are already, I cannot believe this. Like, this is the fastest show we've done in a long time. I think it's time for a synopsis.
All right, let's go.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
So, Greg, I have the sound effects ready. I am dying. What are we going to keep with this show, Greg?
All right.
So... there's only one recap. I'm assuming all the recaps are done, but when we get to the Tiffany Stratton one,
wait till we get to that part. We'll cover all that.
Okay, what about Orton? The Orton, Kevin Owens, I mean, the Logan Paul screw job finish. Really?
Yeah.
Why, Greg?
Because I enjoy Kevin Owens and Randy Orton on my screen. Wow. So, yeah, I like this. I like this.
The interesting EO promo. What do you want to do with that?
I think we'll keep that.
Yeah.
I'm giving it for the change in perspective, not for the content.
That's all right. Fair.
Nick Aldis being forced to go out and introduce Jade. What do you want to do with that?
Are we just talking about Nick Aldis at this point?
Well, Nick Aldis is all. Okay, wait, hold on, Nick Aldis.
Yeah.
What about when Jade comes out? Oh.
And if you wore blue, I may have kept it.
Damage control, Ranty in the back.
Eh.
How about your witchy women, Greg, interrupting poor Nick Aldis?
Do you know what this whole thing?
Okay, up? it's still in the same thing.
Yeah.
What about the Street Profits versus A Town Down Under?
Mm.
Which?
Yeah, I think this would be like a superstar special here, just to get us to the end.
Legado and LWO setting up their match.
I was gonna say, the only thing that was good here is some of the costume choices by some people.
Okay, let's AJ Styles and then the fake run-in / eventually LA Knight gets involved.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was at least different.
Yeah.
Greg, this is the one I know. I'm ready. I got my finger on the button. Tiffany Stratton, remind us that she's on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Hit that one again. I mean, I think that one deserves an extra.
That one again. I think that it's, I think more importantly, we need to
acknowledge me.
We are acknowledging Tiffany Stratton.
We are, in fact.
Main event, Dakota Kai and Bianca Belair ending with the schmoz that puts Jade out there so that we can get our six lady match at WrestleMania.
I think this would be...
Oh, Greg.
Yeah, this could be a .com exclusive, I think.
So basically, you should have watched Raw. If you're watching SmackDown, what were you doing?
Yeah, no, you should have watched Raw.
And that's rare for us to say that Raw was not only way better, like it wasn't even close.
No, not even close. Not even close.
So, yeah, go check out the other shows in this network. We have All Elite Geekly. That would have been a better show to have watched and probably listened to. You definitely should have listened to the Raw review. They would have they had a better show and a better podcast. Go listen to the NXT guys. Our buddy Steve Swift, NXT was a good show this week, Greg. Yes, way better than this.
Wow.
At this point, I think last night we probably should have just skipped SmackDown and covered Rampage.
Maybe. So Brad, next week, honestly, at this point, we don't have a sweet clue what we're doing. And I'll be transparent with this one. So Brad is... Brad may be running solo. I don't know yet. My son is in a hockey tournament that starts Thursday night. And this tournament is set up that you really don't know when your next game is until after you finished your first one. So
if you win, you play at like 2 in the afternoon. If you lose, you play at 7 at night. Like it's one of those things. Yeah. So
what's good was they set it up that you're going to play Thursday night. And then whether you win or lose, you're going to play Friday at 11 a.m. So I know by like 12:30 on Friday, I'll know whether I'm free Friday night. So I honestly don't know where I'm going to be and when at this point. And it's absolutely hysterical because I can't plan a damn thing. So next week I might be here. I don't know.
I can tell you where I'm going to be. I will be watching SmackDown. And then I'm getting up and I'm going to a wedding.
You're going to a wedding on Saturday.
Yeah. So actually, I'm working a wedding. I was invited, and then I offered my services as a technician. So a friend of mine's getting married. His name's Dan. He's involved at the church, and some of Dan's relatives are elderly and can't make it. And he was like, if only there was a way that we could. And he didn't say it like fishing. He was just like, you know, he's like, oh, I really wish they could come up. I was like, do they know how to use an iPad, Dan? You know, I know how to turn on the live stream for you. Like I'm coming to the wedding. Like I'll do this for you. No problem. Call it a wedding present. So anyways, I don't have to buy a wedding present. I'm going to stream a wedding for some little ladies in Cape Breton.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
It's going to be great. They get to see their boy get married. It'll be great. It's a happy day. So yeah, I'll do that at 1 o'clock and then bust home to watch the rest of Takeover or not Takeover, Stand and Deliver. And yeah, we're going to watch a crud load of wrestling.
Yeah, there's a lot. And I mean, it's not just WWE stuff, right? Oh. There's stuff on Fight that, I mean, there's that Bloodsport that we were talking about last week, right? On Thriller, that I am like, I really want to see that next weekend. So, I mean,
a guilty pleasure of mine is always the, like, I don't think I've ever watched it live, mostly because of work stuff, but the Cluster F Battle Royal. That is amazing. Like that Joey Janela spring break is hilarious. And out of all the things that you could see at WrestleMania, that is on my bucket list. I've been to a WrestleMania, but that was before you said had all these indie shows going on. And that's, and I will. And that, so that's my bucket list item. I really would like to see one of those one of these days. But yeah, next weekend, good luck. If you're a wrestling fan, just take your wallet, put it on the table. It'll be empty by the end of the weekend. And also, you know, buy some caffeine pills right now and plan not to sleep.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to be excited for it anyway. I don't know, Brad. I don't know how I'm just going to watch it all. That's my problem, right? Is finding the time to be able to watch it.
Let me tell you the secret. Say, use social media sparingly.
Yeah.
Don't care if you see the results for some things. Yeah. And just
enjoy.
Take your time. If you're watching the Cluster F Battle Royal on Tuesday instead of on live, yeah, that's not ideal. But is it really going to be that surprising that something stupid happens in that Battle Royal and some legend rolls down to the ring? No. So enjoy it.
Yep. So between that Triller on Peacock and what's on terrestrial TV. We're going to have a lot of stuff going on.
And a lot of coverage next week. So stay tuned to the network. There will be shows. Oh, there'll be shows.
There will be.
Until next week, then, goodbye and be the ones.